You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Time now to check in with our friend, Dr. Bob Weiss of Concordia Seminary. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Good morning to you and your listeners, Andy. Boy, you sound real perky.
Well, I try to be. You know, it's try to have some energy when we get started in the morning here. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, don't we all have a little bit more energy? I mean, people say you should get up early to do what you got to do and move on the rest of the day. So, well, that's kind of what we're doing here. I mean, we just we got things going today. Tomorrow I take off for Kissimmee, Florida. I've got a meeting down there with Adult Lutherans Organized for Action. It's an older adult group that sort of does a lot of different workshops around the United States for older adults. And I'm not sure what older adults mean, but it just simply means that the age keeps dropping down lower and lower. Instead of 65, the AARP went to 60, then to 55. And I'm not sure it's down to 50 yet, but be careful, Andy. It's approaching your age. So gotta be on your toes here. You're not quite there yet. But anyway,
I'm not too far.
I know. Well, you just have to keep eating. As I tell sort of in a tongue-in-cheek to my friends when they say, boy, you sure don't look your age, and I'm trying to figure out what does that mean. Is that a positive or negative statement? I just tell people I eat a lot of foods with preservatives. So aging is interesting, but just one thing before we get to an article called Dance with Death. D.C. is debating, Washington, our capital of the United States, Washington, D.C., is debating approved draft of the euthanasia bill now. Can you believe this? In the capital of the United States, Washington, D.C., the Washington Post down there, they said this is a good thing for us to do, and especially that the people should not stand in the way of someone wishing to peaceably end their life. And then, of course, the counter to that, people have come out. Pellegrino Center for Classical Bioethics and Scott Redd of Reformed Theology Seminary, people in those areas are saying, no, this is not good because all this is doing is promoting radical individualism, which we've talked a little bit about, and that's true. It's kind of my way or the highway. So radical individualism is basically saying, I want to do what I want to do with my life. And the rest of you, don't worry about it. I'm in control of my own life. And, of course, from our viewpoint as Lutheran Christians, you know, we're saying, no, God's in control. And to take your life is against the Word of God in this context of ending your life. And that gets into the two issues that we ran into. We've talked about before with the Blessed Maggie Carner. And I can't think of the other lady who moved to Oregon to kill herself through euthanasia, assisted suicide. But
Brittany Maynard.
Brittany, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, Maynard. Yeah. So that's coming up again. So that would be six. Well, it's not a state, but it is our capital, and I think people need to be tuned into that. I didn't know if you were aware of that or not, but that's that just came out. The other thing, there's a journal I read called Nature, and they have an article here that we probably need to address. It's called Dance with Death. The search for eternal life could be scrupled, basically stopped by the limits of the human body. The average age right now of a man in terms of death in our country is 76.4 years. And for a woman, it's 81.2 years. And that hasn't changed much since 2011. But this article, which is a very short article, and it has very good statistics. They talk about the lady who's lived the longest life. Her name is Jeanine Calment. She died in 1997 at the age of 122. The point of the article is to tell to people, and they mentioned Methuselah. You know, I would encourage our listeners, people always want to know how old was Methuselah. It's his age is actually easy to understand. It's called 969. That's his age, 969 years. If they go to Genesis chapter 5, verses 25 through 32, you get the age of Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah, who was 500 years. So from the time of Methuselah down to Noah, the age of a person had decreased by over 400 years. And that has been in span, of course, of several hundred years, but the age had decreased. And, of course, this is all due to the ravages of original sin, because the Lord had told Adam and Eve, you know, you don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in that day you're going to die. And of course, Satan, of course, said, you're not going to die. But, of course, we know what happened after that. We can just see sin after sin occurring with Cain murdering his brother, Cain, the first case of depression, and on it goes. So the point here in this article is really, it's taken, what, how many years since the death of Jesus, over 2,000 years for a scientist to finally determine that you're not going to live forever. But there are, and they don't even talk about original sin, but what they do get into, of course, is the whole history of evolution. And here's a statement they say, the consequences of the myriad factors in terms of our aging relate to genetics, metabolism, reproduction, and development, all shaped, here goes, over millions of years of evolution means that few humans will make it past their 120th birthday. And so, of course, this is an article that's bent on evolution. But is it possible, you know, to live forever? And, of course, we've talked a little bit about this, and it's not possible. And it's not going to go that direction because of sin. And we can see the ravages of aging and disease and other problems that occur due to original sin. And so, but there are issues in this article that talk about technological solutions they think might one day transcend the limitations of the human body. And transcend they must. There's no doubt about that. But, of course, they talk about the risk is twofold. And I don't know if your listeners have ever read Aldous, A-L-D-O-U-S, Huxley's book in 1939. It's a novel called After Many a Summer, where he talks about this aging issue, living forever. And he talks about how people are fed on life-extending diets of carp, you know, the fish intestine. They live for centuries, but he calls them witless apes in this book. And the problem is, of course, the risk that life wouldn't really be much longer. It would only feel like it would be. But already we know that from health issues and certain dilemmas that are created by current health programs, aging brings other issues to light, too. So I just wanted to bring this up, that once again, here in the journal Nature, a scientific peer-reviewed journal, they just figured out that you're not going to live forever.
And there's no technology, doesn't matter how advanced that technology becomes, there's no technology that will ever enable us to live forever.
No, I mean, they do, you know, they basically say that for the most part, they think the limit of a human being living is going to be probably going to reach about 115 years, but they don't know how long it will take to get that. They think it's going to plateau at around 115 years for the oldest person. There might be people that live up to, like this lady, 122. But in general, there will be a few, probably what they say, about maybe 2% of the population in another generation, 20 years, that might live up to 115. But that's about as far as it's going to go. And because even though medicine is very helpful, and people are trying to suppress genes that are involved in growth factor to live longer. The problem, of course, living longer brings more aches and pains.
Right.
So I think
those Old Testament guys living like 500 years. I don't know if I'd want to live that long on this earth.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the comment that, you know, it wouldn't only feel like that. I mean, we don't know what they went through in terms of aging issues, but clearly they got older, vision issues were coming in, arthritis was coming in. We see all the people that Jesus healed with dropsy, the pulse in hand, and other issues that were physically debilitating to many people, certainly during the New Testament time, had to be impacted as well in the Old Testament time when we read the scriptures from beginning to end. So, this kind of thing is still coming up periodically about people seeking to transcend our normal lifespan into eternity. But they all conclude that if that has to be, we have to be something more than a human being, which means we have to be somebody like a RoboCop. But the problem there, of course, is your heart is diseased by original sin, and it will eventually give out. So I think all we have to do is all of us just take a look in the mirror and compare the pictures from, when we're 5 or 6 years old to where we are right now, and we have a pretty good idea of what aging is. And I think we have to be more upfront biblically with caring for people as they grow older and taking care of them and seeking to share the good news of Jesus Christ, because that's what they really enjoy. I think all of us who have friends that have suffered through various aging issues, the one thing that we know as baptized Christians, they receive the comfort and joy of the body and blood of Christ and the bread and the wine for Christians to eat and to drink. And this is always the highlight I have seen of people who are growing older, even those who have suffered through dementia, Alzheimer's or Parkinson's and other areas. They just kind of bubble over when the pastor or one of their friends just comes to visit and just talks about their life in Christ. So I think that right there is probably the best medicine, the best soothing medicine for body and soul.
Well, Dr. Weiss, just about a half a minute left. What do you have ahead of you this week? Any exciting adventures?
Well, just to go down there to Kissimmee and to see what's going on with the aging issues down there and see what we're going to do for some workshops that are coming up for adult Lutherans Organized for Action. It's the national board meeting, and then I'm going to stop off and see my daughter and son-in-law who live near Kissimmee and see how they did with Matthew, the hurricane. They have a few things that need to be fixed, so I'm hoping to spend a couple of days with them and then fly back Saturday and get ready for church on Sunday.
That's right. Pick up a hammer and see what you can help with.
That's
huh?
right. I'll do it, boy. I'll do it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Weiss. Have a wonderful week.
My pleasure. God's peace to you and your listeners. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the Daily Lectionary. Today, we're going to study with Pastor Peter Kurowski at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in California, Missouri. It's always good to study with St. Peter. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.